Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. Over the past couple of weeks, you've heard about Maddie Bishop, and you heard about the fishing tournament that's taking place May the 8th. You've heard about the special ride that's coming up for Maddie. You've seen wristbands for sale. You've seen stickers for sale. You've seen schoolmates in Haleville with T-shirts representing Maddie and the Bishop family. Right now, I have on the line with me Helena Bishop, and we're going to talk about Maddie, and we're going to talk about how this community in Haleville and the surrounding area has come together. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Helena Bishop.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad to have you, Helena, and I know that for you and John, this is a very difficult time, and that's an understatement, but to see people come together in this way, to know that there are people in the community and people, as you mentioned, that you don't know that are here for you and your family, that's an amazing thing to be able to watch.
Yes, sir. We've been very overwhelmed by everybody's generosity and support and love that's been shown for Maddie. Our whole community, friends, family, people we had no idea knew us, but they care about Maddie, has really been tremendous help to our family.
Well, and as I started sharing about things that were taking place to help your family, to help Maddie, people who had worked with you started sending messages and said, I worked with Helena, I know her, and all these people that you've known throughout the years, it's amazing to watch them come together, I'm sure, for you to see people that you've known throughout the years.
Yes, sir. Lots of people have reached out to us. Maddie's been getting get well cards from all over the United States. There's people from New York, California, not even sure how they got her name and address, but her story has been shared. And she gets cards in the mail. We've all kind of things in the community has been going on. As you said, they've been selling T-shirts, wristbands. The high school softball team last week did a strikeout cancer for Maddie and raised money for Maddie. It was just very overwhelming by the love and support we've been shown.
How does Maddie feel about it all when she watches schoolmates, people from Haleyville, supporting her in this way?
It makes Maddie smile. We have a lot of days where we don't see a lot of smiles out of Maddie, but the videos and different things that we've read, articles in the newspaper, it brings a lot of joy and happiness to Maddie to realize that her friends and friends of friends, how they are supporting and loving her. It's brought a lot of joy and peace to Maddie.
And when we're talking about Maddie, we're talking about her battling stage 4 Ewing's sarcoma cancer with metastasis. There are a lot of people out there who have no earthly idea what Ewing's sarcoma is, and they wouldn't know unless they connected with your family or they had someone they cared about who was diagnosed as well.
Yes, sir. I'm a nurse, and I'm sure that I had heard the term somewhere during schooling, but I had no idea what it is. Ewing's that Maddie has is actually bone cancer. There's about 200 children in the United States each year diagnosed with it, so in one sense, it is a rare cancer. She actually has it in her left femur, and it has metastasized to both lungs, like you're saying. They do stage it at stage 4. But she's getting treatments. She just got out of the hospital after 5 days of chemo. We just got home last night. And all in all, Maddie's handling chemo as well as can be expected. And we're still praying for a miracle, and we appreciate everybody's love and prayers as we're going through this.
Absolutely. And I had talked to Justin Willis not long ago as we get ready for this fishing tournament. It was a month ago, I suppose, or just a couple of weeks ago, I was able to talk to Justin. And here we are getting ever closer to May the 8th at Bear Creek for this fishing tournament. I know your husband fishes with Justin, and so that's how that came to be. So I really appreciated the fact that Justin took something that he loves and he's able to be able to help your family in this way.
Yes, sir. That was a big blessing, Justin, getting all of this together. Him and my husband's been friends for a while, fishing partners, and Justin got all this up. It was a big surprise and a huge blessing. We very much appreciate that.
And then when we talk about the ride for Maddie, that's taking place later on in May, May the 22nd, at Lakeland Community Hospital in Haleyville, Alabama. That starts at 10:30. People are using hashtag Faith Like Maddie. You've probably seen a lot of people using that hashtag lately.
Yes, sir, we have. It's kind of a little statement that stuck to us when Maddie first got diagnosed. Maddie's faith in God is like no other, faith of a child. And Maddie absolutely has said from the beginning that she knows that God will heal her from this. So it's just kind of a phrase that has stuck for us to just have faith like Maddie. And there's lots of days that's what gets lots of us through. We just think about it just to have faith like Maddie.
Helena, if it's okay, I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to share what people can do to continue to support your family moving forward with Maddie. All the events, again, I will go over those again with people so that they know exactly how they can help. Will you stick with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Helena Bishop in Haleyville, Alabama. As we talk about Maddie, and I want you, when you post about Maddie, if you share about Maddie, if you share the post, use the hashtag FaithLikeMaddie. We're going to continue to talk about Maddie and how you can be an encouragement to her when we come back. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and right now we are in Haleville, Alabama, talking to Helena Bishop about her daughter, Maddie. And you have seen about Maddie through the Mark White Show as we continue to share efforts. We continue to share the support from the community in Haleville and outside of Haleville, around the country. And Helena, I know you alluded to the fact that complete strangers, people across the country who are here to support your family during this time.
Yes, sir. We very much appreciate it. Very surprised when you go to the mailbox and you've got a card from New York coming. And I know we don't know anybody up there, but there's people all over the United States praying for Maddie. Several churches have reached out to us. They've heard her story and they want to help. And their prayers is something that we appreciate above anything.
And speaking of those prayers, Maddie is now at home after a 5-day stay in the hospital for chemotherapy. Gives her a few days to get some rest, to get over some nausea she's having. You also mentioned that over the last few days, it's been really hard for her emotionally. I can't imagine what it's like for a 10-year-old to battle.
It's been really hard. It was hard initially to understand. And there's days that she does question why this happened to her. And she's used that phrase a lot. Mom, I'm just 10. How did this happen to me? That's not an easy answer. There's no easy answers for that. We definitely, when those times are hard, we get our Bible out, we read it, we pray about it. And Maddie definitely has faith that God's going to see her through this.
How about those other 10-year-old friends, those other friends that are in that age group? How have they been able to show their support for Maddie during this time?
All of Maddie's little friends from her class, they've made videos of each of them supporting her. They've sent cards to her. They definitely call and FaceTime her. Even our friends over at Hamilton, the next county over, they've done the same thing. They've sent cards for each child in that grade has made. They made a video letting Maddie know that Hamilton was supporting Maddie in Haleville. So she's been very blessed and just very happy that her friends have been able to stick with her and stand beside her. She definitely feels their love.
And I want to continue to encourage people to support Maddie and your family, Helena, as you go through this. And I do want to again mention that the fishing tournament is taking place on Bear Creek May the 8th. There will be two tournaments, bass and crappie. Justin Willis is organizing that. You can get in touch with Justin at 205-485-4519 with any questions. I believe they're still taking sponsorships, so you can be a part of this if you're a business owner and want to support that. And then also the Ride for Maddie, which is taking place May the 22nd at Lakeland Community Hospital, will be the starting point, Haleville, Alabama, at 10:30. You can actually follow Ride for Maddie and find out more information about that special event. Again, I encourage you to use hashtag FaithLikeMaddie when you post. That's M-A-D-D-I-E. And then you also have a page, Helena, where you're keeping people updated on Maddie's situation as well, if you would share about how people can follow and connect with your family.
We do have a personal blog that I've started. So many people was reaching out, messaging. We thought it might be just a little simpler to share things on there so everybody would know. We just called the page Fight with Maddie. It's another phrase that's kind of stuck. Just try to keep everybody updated so they know what's going on with Maddie and specific things that maybe we need for them to pray about that week. We very much appreciate each one of y'all.
The people who are organizing all of these events, I want to, again, thank them for stepping up for your family, for being there, being a great example for so many people out there when we live in a time maybe where people can be more discouraged than maybe usual. And to see people coming together in this way, I believe, is a great encouragement. I think this is going to lead to greater things for your family and for Maddie. And just know that there are so many people out there who are caring about your family, who are praying for your family, and will support you any way possible.
Yes, sir. We really do appreciate that very, very much. Thanks just isn't enough, but we thank you all from the bottom of our heart for praying for and loving Maddie and supporting our family during this time.
If people wanted to send cards or letters to Maddie, is there a way to do that?
Yes, they definitely can. I can give you an address to send that. It's 715 15th Street in Haleville, Alabama, 35565. Maddie loves getting letters in the mail just like any other child does. It's very much an encouragement to her.
You let Maddie know that the Mark White Show and Mark White loves her very much and that we're here to try to help her however we can. Whatever I can do, just let me know.
Thank you very much, sir. We do appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, Helena.
Thank you.
Folks, we've been talking to Helena Bishop in Haleville, Alabama. You can follow Fight with Maddie on Facebook. I encourage you to do that to keep up with Maddie and her situation. We appreciate all the great support from Haleville and the surrounding area. We want you to find a way that you can help the Bishop family during this time as she fights Ewing's sarcoma. We're going to continue to be here to support the family. When we come back, we'll have a brand new episode of Your Friend Lisa Ann from Lisa Ann Posey. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Hello again. It's your friend Lisa Ann. This letter today is a poem I titled Discoveries. I have found that love is not always love. Happiness can be found in sadness. God is my best friend. That some people never say goodbye. I have found forgiveness without repentance is hard to let go. That you can, in fact, feel the pain of a heart breaking, and that one is not the loneliest number. I have found that most people live in between denial and a confused smile. I have found that we are all our own insecurities bottled up, and that I don't need to go beyond myself to find love. This poem is from my book, Letters Postmarked from the Garden. Feel free to check it out on Amazon or follow me on Instagram at The Dramatic Flower. Until next time, remember, always light, always love, always home. Your friend, Lisa Ann.
Hello there, everybody. This is DJ Svoboda with the Imagifriends of Imagiville, dedicated to spreading autism acceptance and autism inclusion, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyler's corner, she's living life sunny side up.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Again, we would like to thank Helena Bishop for joining us here on The Mark White Show today to share about her daughter, Maddie Bishop. I encourage you to follow Fight with Maddie. That's Maddie spelled M-A-D-D-I-E. and support the efforts as you hear about them through the Mark White Show. We also appreciate the new episode from Lisa Ann Posey from your friend Lisa Ann. You can follow Lisa Ann Posey at The Dramatic Flower on Instagram. I encourage you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also follow on LinkedIn and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via TuneIn Radio, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, or on YouTube. You have been listening to a Tuesday edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. To live and love in my hometown.